We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. Two men dead after plane crash in southwest Kansas. We've got the story.
Wichita street crews had a pretty busy week. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details are just ahead.
A woman ruled competent to stand trial in Wichita for killing a mother and kidnapping a baby. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm Amy Webb. Kansas Senator Pat Roberts doesn't think that those under 21 should own an AR-15.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Another storm system is headed our way by tonight into tomorrow morning. How will that impact our roads? Our forecast is coming up.
The high school in Florida, where 17 people were killed in a mass shooting last week, opens for the first time today, but students are not expected to be there.
Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, has been closed since last Wednesday when a 19-year-old is accused of storming one of the campus buildings with a semi-automatic rifle. He allegedly killed 17 people, mostly teenage students, and today the teachers are being asked to come into work. It'll be a professional day, a chance for teachers to ready themselves and their classrooms. The students are due back next week, except for the one building on campus where the killing took place. It's closed. It will be razed, and a memorial will be built. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Two men are dead after a plane crash near Ulysses in southwest Kansas. The plane crashed Thursday night about 5 miles north of the Ulysses Airport. Kansas Highway Patrol reports the plane took off from Ulysses, heading to Scott City. The pilot reported mechanical problems and tried to turn to return to Ulysses before crashing. The KHP identifies the victims as 64-year-old Michael Steele and 68-year-old Daniel Dunn, both of them from Scott City.
A judge has ruled that a 35-year-old woman is competent to stand trial in the death of a Wichita woman and the kidnapping of the woman's newborn child.
A judge on Thursday ordered 35-year-old Yesenia Sesma stand trial March 26th on charges of first-degree murder, kidnapping, aggravated interference with parental custody, and other counts. Prosecutors allege Sesma fatally shot 27-year-old Laura Abaca in her Wichita apartment in November 2017 and abducted her 6-day-old daughter. She and the baby were found 2 days after the abduction in Texas. The child was returned to relatives in Wichita. The Texas woman allegedly drove from Dallas to Wichita to meet Abaca, who she met years ago while working at a Wichita restaurant. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
After more winter weather Thursday, the city of Wichita still had all 5 dozen of its trucks working the streets, spreading a salt-sand mix. Alan King is Wichita's director for Public Works and Utilities.
We're at a point now where we can divert half our forces. Instead of having 2 trucks on each route, we'll have 1 truck on each route, and the other truck being diverted over to the secondary routes. Those are the main neighborhood collectors, so they're what we call secondary routes. They're our secondary priority, and so now we're going to hit those really hard and improve the conditions. School routes are generally on those secondary routes, the roads that go in to access to schools.
Now, those secondary routes include streets in which one road services whole neighborhoods, and Wichita trucks will end up treating about 30% of Wichita's roadways before the weather warms up.
Kansas Senator Pat Roberts says people under 21 don't need to own semi-automatic rifles like the one used in last week's Florida mass shooting.
The Republican predicts Congress will pass new gun legislation. Roberts says gun control is not entirely the answer to shootings like the one at a Parkland, Florida high school that killed 17 people last week, but he predicts the federal government will require better background checks. The senator told reporters Thursday during a visit to the Kansas State House, certainly nobody under 21 should have an AR-15. The Florida gunman was 19 years old. Roberts also says schools and law enforcement agencies need to communicate better so officers arrive within 2 minutes. He suggests that in some cases, National Guard troops could be called in. Amy Webb, KNSS News.
Another bombshell revelation in a sex scandal involving Missouri's governor.
Missouri Republican Governor Eric Greitens indicted by a St. Louis grand jury on a felony invasion of privacy charge. Greitens was booked at the St. Louis Justice Center. The indictment says the former Navy SEAL took a photo of somebody in the nude in a place where they would have a reasonable expectation of privacy. Greitens has admitted to an affair. The woman involved says he took the picture without her consent and then warned her not to mention his name or the picture would be released. Greitens denies he tried to blackmail her. Sean Langell, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Breaking news in the world of sports involving payment to college players. And there is a Wichita State name on the list. There's a KU name on the list, as reported by Yahoo Sports. We'll have that breaking information coming up in sports in just a few minutes.
U.S. military may soon have a new kind of missile defense system. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. .98.7 and 1330 KNSS, 8:08 now, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock with Steve and Ted. Kansas legislative leaders have canceled a debate on gun safety education bill, giving preference to a National Rifle Association program in elementary schools. Top Kansas House Republicans say they called off Thursday's debate because they want to work on a comprehensive plan for preventing gun violence at schools, but they were facing a backlash because the debate would have occurred after last week's mass shooting at a Florida high school. Timing didn't seem to be right.
The U.S. military may soon have a new kind of missile defense system.
U.S. troops overseas may one day be able to worry less about incoming mortar and artillery fire. A new miniature hit-to-kill missile system being developed by Lockheed Martin is designed to defend against those attacks in midair. The missiles are 2.5 feet long and 5 pounds. They knock threats out of the sky with a direct hit and kinetic energy. Heritage Foundation missile defense expert Michaela Dodge says hit-to-kill technology is very advanced rocket science.
It's like hitting a bullet with a bullet, but we can do it, and that is great news for us.
Lockheed Martin hopes to get the miniature missiles a government contract as part of a larger missile defense system. In New Mexico, Ray Bogan, Fox News.
In Alabama, a man has been arrested in connection with the murder of his wife, who lived a double life as a suggestive model.
44-year-old William Jeff West of Calera, Alabama, has been charged with murder in connection with the death of his wife, 42-year-old Kat West. Mrs. West was found dead across the street from her home when a neighbor was leaving for work, and revelations into her online persona brought national attention to the small Alabama town. The stay-at-home mom led a double life, posting sexually suggestive selfies to a subscription website. Her husband insists his wife's death was just the result of a, quote, boozy accident. Mike Cantor, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock with Steve and Ted.
And as we take a look at the traffic update here on the Friday morning commute, traffic running pretty smoothly at this hour. We did have the report within the past hour of a school bus colliding with a car in Derby near 47th South and Mission, but there are no injuries associated with that. And that was nearly an hour ago, so it looks like that's not too bad a serious situation. Traffic update with KNSS. Steve and Ted, I'm Ted Woodward.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Temperatures early on, we're hovering very close to the freezing mark, so freezing fog is certainly a possibility as we start the day. Low clouds will stick around through much of the afternoon with a high near 40. Another system spreads in drizzle tonight. We should stay above freezing, our low in the low 30s, and then light rain early tomorrow, clearing and windy by afternoon with a high 48. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a cloudy sky, 33 degrees. We've got a north wind at 7 miles per hour. 8:11 with Steve and Ted. Another cold, icy day across Kansas Thursday. Wichita's high temperature yesterday, 32 degrees. Normal high for the date is 50. And it was on this date in 1927 that President Calvin Coolidge signed a bill creating the Federal Radio Commission, the forerunner of the Federal Communications Commission. And because he did it, radio, they didn't even have TV in those days, 1927.
Nope, radio was man.
Radio was the end of technology.
We're still here.
But this technology is still here, and there's a lot of new technology going on as well. And we have a way for you to find out a lot about that with George Watson, Digital Sales Manager George Watson. Hey, nice to have you with us this morning.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Well, you've got a big event coming up. It's at the venue down on Douglas, and it's a digital learning session. Tell us about this, George.
Yeah, we are bringing a really small company called Google
Bringing Google to town.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
50,000 jobs? No, that's a different deal.
So we have a special digital learning session. We're bringing a Google speaker to town for local businesses to learn how to navigate the digital landscape. So we're going to give them tips and tricks on how to show up higher in Google rankings, how we can get better exposure for their business.
How did you learn out about this? This is part of your education?
I've been doing this for over 12 years.
Have you really?
Yeah, for 12 years.
Wow.
And I've actually been to Google headquarters before. I've been to the regional offices. And even with my experience, every single time I've interacted with them, I've always learned something new.
Yeah.
So I can guarantee for every local business out there, this will be a valuable learning session for
this
you.
This is acclimated toward business.
Yep.
And how to get more money to the bottom line, like we all try to do, right, George?
Yeah.
And
we all get it from a consumer standpoint, just how important Google is in our personal lives.
Yeah.
When we need something, we don't know where to find it. We don't even think about it. We go to Google.
Right.
But from a business standpoint, we don't always think about that as the first advertising dollars for your expenditure, because if you're doing other advertising and you don't have a strong presence in Google, you're literally funneling business to your competitors. So that hard-earned money you're spending on advertising is going to funneling business to your competitors' bottom line.
Yeah.
Think how frustrating that could be. So we're going to teach you how to fix that.
If anybody who's interested in how media works, and especially if you're advertising a company, you ought to be there for this. It's going to be 11:30 in the morning on the 6th. Right? March 6th.
Yes.
At the Abode Venue. That's out there in downtown Wichita. Easy to find. What do we have to do? If somebody wants to sign up to be a part of this, what's our action? What do we need to do?
So obviously bringing Google to town is a very popular event.
Sure.
So seating will be limited, and it requires a reservation. So if you'd like to attend, the best thing to do today is we need to hear from you this morning. You can send me an email, and then I can send you back a link to register as long as we still have seats available. So you can email me. It's George, G-E-O-R-G-E. Watson at intercom.com.
All right. That's easy to do then.
Yeah. George.Watson at intercom.com.
And then you'll take care of them. They'll be ready to go. Huh?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We'd love to have you. If for some reason, you know, you have a life event you can't move, I'd suggest moving it if possible.
This is very important to you, George.
That's right. It's important for business as well.
Yeah, any business out there is going to be important.
But if you can't make it for some reason, still email me and we can find a time to meet on a one-off occasion as well.
Really? Okay. Well, that's good. You know, and then the interesting thing is how this business of radio has changed just in the past few years, and the web has become a bigger part of our world in radio. We do a lot of things on the web and on our website and social media and so forth. And so we've learned what's going on there. And now we have some new opportunities for you. If you are a person out there who has a business, this sounds like a no-brainer. You got to get down there and be there. That is a Tuesday morning, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
At 11:30 at the Abode. Again, one more time, George. Seating is limited. What do we need to do?
Contact me by email, george.watson at intercom.com.
Okay. This is the first time you've been on radio?
It is.
George, you did good. You did great. You did well. I'm going to come down there to this session.
Yeah.
I might learn something, although I'm not the smartest guy there is. I might learn something too, might I?
You definitely will, for sure.
Okay. Thank you, George.
Yep,
that was
good
addition.
You.
Yeah.
Steve and George in the morning.
Steve and
Ted. That was good.
That was good. Thank you, sir.
Right.
8:16 now, Steve and Ted. And as I said, Federal Communications, not the Federal Radio Commission on this date in 1927. The FCC is still around. They still regulate us in broadcasting, but not as strictly, I don't think, as they did up to a few years ago. It's coming up on 8:17 now, Steve and Ted. Ted's got some sports news to share with us this morning. Kind of some breaking news, right, Ted?
Yeah, breaking news this morning. It involves off-the-court activity in the world of college men's basketball, and it involves that investigation of some players being paid while they were still amateurs, which, of course, is against NCAA rules. This investigation has been going on since last September, or at least the public knowledge of it since last September. The FBI is involved with this investigation. It involves Adidas and agents and other entities paying some players, and there are now reports coming out that involve actual lists of people's names who are involved. There is a Wichita State name on the list. There's a KU name on the list. This is all being reported by Yahoo Sports, and these federal documents show that former Wichita State player Fred VanVleet may be involved in this federal criminal investigation. as is former Kansas player Josh Jackson. According to Yahoo Sports, Fred VanVleet received nearly $1,100 from a sports agency. And the report also says that former Kansas player Josh Jackson's mother received a payment of $2,700. There are lots of other players implicated on this list, some receiving much more than $1,000. In fact, there's one player, a guy that went to Utah, that received nearly $10,000 while he was in college.
Mm.
And like we said, this is all against NCAA rules for players to be paid. And this investigation is still in its early stages, but it's not good when your school or a player that played for you shows up on this list.
Right.
And we'll see how this is all handled in the days and months and maybe even years going ahead. On the court, we have hoops action coming up this weekend for the Shockers, the Jayhawks, and the Wildcats. And they're all playing tomorrow. They're all on the road, and they're all looking to avenge losses that they had at home back in January. It starts out with Wichita State. The 12th-ranked Shockers are on the road at SMU tomorrow afternoon. The Mustangs beat the Shocks, ending a long Coke Arena winning streak back in January. Shocks now on a 5-game winning streak going down to Dallas tomorrow. Shocks are just half game out of first place in the conference. Live coverage with Mike Kennedy and Bob Hull begins at noon tomorrow. The game will tip off at 1 o'clock, and that's on 103.7 KEYN. And join me and Jeff Lutz. We'll be taking your calls after the game on the Shocker Locker Room Show. And Jeff and I will be broadcasting live out at Twin Peaks in East Wichita at 21st and Rock. Join us at Twin Peaks tomorrow afternoon after the Shocker game. Huge matchup for the Jayhawks tomorrow. 8th-ranked Kansas visiting number 6 Texas Tech. Basically an Elite 8 matchup with conference title on the line, perhaps. Kansas is in first place. Tech just a game back in second place. Tech clobbered Kansas way back on January 2nd in Lawrence. Tomorrow afternoon is the rematch in Lubbock.
Mm.
That should be pretty interesting.
Yep.
Live pregame coverage for the Jayhawks at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon. The game will tip off at 3 o'clock. And that is on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. The Kansas State men's basketball team plays on the road tomorrow at Oklahoma, a team that beat Kansas State in Manhattan last month by 18 points. Rematch in Norman tomorrow. K-State at Oklahoma. The Wildcats are tied for third place in the conference. They're on a 3-game winning streak. K-State tips off at 5 p.m. tomorrow on the road, nationally televised on ESPNU. So quite a convergence tomorrow. The Shockers at 1 o'clock, KU at 3 o'clock, K-State at 5 o'clock. Back to back
bang,
to back.
Bang, bang, bang.
Tomorrow.
There you go.
Yeah. For the game times. Interesting. The Shocker women will play their final home game of the regular season tomorrow afternoon at Coke Arena. 2 o'clock tip-off against Tulane. It's since it's the last home game, it is senior day, as the Shocker ladies will be bidding farewell to 8 seniors on the roster. Last home game for the Shocker ladies under their new head coach, Keitha Adams. Yeah,
a lot of seniors.
That'll be a lot of turnover on that Shocker roster. Playing
in
their last
faces.
Game at Coke Arena tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah.
Shocker baseball team, it's home opener weekend for the Shockers, who are off to a 3-0 start. The original plan was afternoon games today, tomorrow, and Sunday. But they're not going to play today. They've changed it a little bit because of the weather. So the home opener will be tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. And then a doubleheader at noon on Sunday. No baseball today at X Stadium. Okay. Shane Dennis will have live coverage of those Shocker baseball games live right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. JUCO men's basketball. Butler Community College last night lost 91-77 at 12th-ranked Coffeyville. Coffeyville wins its 12th in a row. Butler right back at it in El Dorado tomorrow night on Senior Night. Regular season home finale for the Grizzlies hosting Neosho. Dennis Higgins will have live coverage from El Dorado at 7:15 tomorrow night. That's right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A few birthdays today of Wichita State's Shaq Morris is 24 today. Happy birthday to Shaq.
Shaq
Morris.
He's had a heck of a year.
Who is really having a great year for the Shocks.
Yeah.
Putting up some big numbers, and he's celebrating his 24th birthday today. My nephew Mitchell Woodward is turning 18 years old tomorrow.
Wow.
He scored 20 points last night for the Cape and Mount Carmel boys in the game at South.
Way to go, Mitch.
And the Crusaders are getting ready for Substate next week. And Mitchell is going to finish in third place in the City League this year in scoring. He's averaging about 19 a game.
How about that?
And we've been fun to be around for 18 years. And we got a huge basketball birthday on Sunday. Former Kansas State men's basketball coach, a legend, Tex Winter, turns 96 years old on Sunday. Unfortunately, Tex suffered a stroke about 8 or 9 years ago, and he's been in pretty bad shape ever since, is what we understand. And his wife has Alzheimer's. Mm. So it's been a tough go for Tex Winter and his family of late. Boy, he's still with us, and he is a Kansas. He led K-State to 2 Final Fours. He won 8 conference titles with K-State. And then he went to the NBA and took his triangle offense there, and he was on the staff with the Chicago Bulls in the 1990s when they won 6 NBA titles with Michael Jordan running the triangle offense.
I've seen 1 K-State basketball game in my life in person at the Fieldhouse up there, and he was the coach.
Tex Winter. Now, that's a great memory.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
What a coach.
How about that?
Yeah.
And then he went to the Lakers with Phil Jackson, and they won 3 more NBA titles out there.
Wow.
Tex Winter's got 9 NBA championship rings.
Man. All right.
Pretty good stuff. Tex Winter, happy birthday. He'll be 96 on Sunday. And that's sports with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Hey, Ted, Freddie Simon having a birthday this weekend. He's going to turn 93. And that means I have Freddie's Frozen Custard and Steak Burger. I got a $20 certificate for one of our listeners. All you got to do is call us right now at 869-1330. And you can go to Freddy's, courtesy of Steve and Ted. Hey, time for our Prairie Fire Coffee break.
Oh, yes.
On KNSS and Prairie Fire Coffee, the freshest coffee in the Wichita area, because Prairie Fire Coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. And you can get Prairie Fire Coffee at your office by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com. 824 Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Nothing tastes better than a fresh brew.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.